So we discussed, I hope you have access to a Shulchan Aruch or a Chaim as well. If not, we'll have to put everything on the board. If no one has, well, I guess we'll have a choice. Yesterday we were learning the Siman Tov Nun Beis. Excuse me. Siman Tov Nun Aleph Siv Beis. I'll read it to you from my Mishnah Berurah for the moment. If we have to see more, we'll see more later. Kuvia shukli she'osa milvenim ve'ofa ve'ofa metagnebo and the chentano koton hisika mibachutz also lafas over Pesach. The ain chometz shebo niflat bekach v'milo gecholim mibifnim shari. We saw this more yesterday. This we saw. Pesach and the flamenam and base. You see clearly that hesik mibachutz doesn't work. Question is, why shouldn't it work? If I'm right, I'm still sticking to Rashi's granddaughters. They say Kabbalah Karpota works. Right? So if Kabbalah Karpota works when it comes to Libun, presumably when they cook the chametz, it was a segment of chutz. Now they're trying to cash it, a segment of chutz. So why shouldn't it work? Kabbalah Karpota. That's a good cash. So I thought of the following answer, possibility. Similar to what we spoke about yesterday, end of the shiur. If in the olden days, when they would cook in an oven, bake in an oven, they would put the chometz, hidbik pas patana. The loaf would be glued to the wall of the oven. It seems to me we're going to argue that if the loaf is glued to the wall of the oven, that will be a higher level of heat will be attained by the oven wall than the case in which there's no chametz glued to the oven. Perhaps. Maybe. And therefore, it's not Kabbalah Kakpota. It was hotter when the loaf was stuck to the wall than it is now. There is no loaf on the wall because it's just the heat dissipates more. Yeah, I'm sorry.
And let's say they would cook the coals on the inside. So then.
That's a different story. That's a different shmooze. If they cook the coals on the inside, there it works, presumably because there the fire is so intense. That's mamish, it's sereif for mamish. But I'm saying that in the case in which the behesek is bachutz, I would say it should work according to asvara. Maybe the reason it doesn't work is because it doesn't reach the same level of heat in the absence of the actual loaf of bread. Of course, the problem, Rabbi Osai, is we mentioned yesterday that the poskim say that the distinction between metal and cheres. Somebody asked me, the shiur asked me, what's the difference? I explained. Someone in the room, somebody asked me. I answered you that metal conducts heat and cheres doesn't. So therefore the metal, it's much more readily has a hesed to be bachutz, according to the understanding of the Mogen Ha'elef, as I quoted. The problem is that our ovens, even though they're made from metal, they have a thin porcelain covering, and this thin porcelain porcelain we know is considered to be cheres. Should that be considered a problem? That's the issue. So that's a serious question. Hesek mibachutz by cheres. Seems to me, however, that the thin layer of metal is so thin that the inner wall gets very hot. It conducts straight through. That thin layer is, from this perspective, meaningless. And if I want to consider it to be Libun Chomer, not Libun Kal, Libun Chomer through the principle of Kabbalah Kachpolto. And it's interesting that even if you'll say, for whatever reason, that by putting the oven up to the high, it's 550 for an hour, that's not Libun Chomer. For whatever reason, it's either because you hold Libun Chomer requires a real fire, like there are, as there are said, the Prima Gadim said. Or you'll say that it's has to be b'chutz. Or you'll say it's considered to be cheres. Whatever the case may be. But at the very least, we should consider it to be like Lieben Kap. A topic we have to discuss today. Lieben Kap. Why should Lieben Kap be enough? Why? Here's the answer. The answer is that in the reality of today, let's say you're kashering an oven. We're talking about Hilchos Chametz. So you cooked Chametz. Rabosai, we no longer conduct ourselves as in yesteryear where they had the loaves of bread stuck on the walls of the oven. I never heard such a thing. I'm not discussing pizza ovens in the pizza shop.
No, not pizza ovens, like in Israel.
I'm not sure what that even is. But let's talk about America for the moment. And in my oven, I don't know if you've ever put a hot chametz on the floor of the I don't know about it. When they cook, whatever they cook in the oven, they're cooking various chametz products. It's in a pot. So what's the problem with the pot? We spoke about Zaya, although we thought there really is no Zaya, because our ovens are so hot. We spoke about that before in the previous year. But look, worst case scenario, it's Zaya, a splash. Could happen a splatter. That's true. An Iwi, Nitzotos. This can really happen. But in these kinds of situations, perhaps we can be more lenient, as we saw in the Chumash Maimonides yesterday, to rely on Kabbalah Kapolto. But more than that, as the Mishnah Brewer, I think we're going to have to come back to the screen. Is that all the, I don't have a Mishnah Brewer here. I have no one brought it in. Who can get me this? Can you get me a Mishnah Brewer? Like I want to be able to see inside. Torah Shabbat Peh is Torah Shabbat Peh, but whatever you can see, at least on the screen, gives you a certain understanding that what I'm quoting you really exists. It's always good to see it inside the textual. It's a Mishnah Brewer in Siman Tav Samach Aleph Sif Katan Gimel. I'll read you the Mechaber while Sammy's trying to get the on the screen. Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tav Samach Aleph Sif Aleph. If you want to kasher an oven, which is used for chametz, in order to bake matzahs, you have to make sure that the gecholim, the coals, cover the entire floor of the oven. It's not enough just to have a flame. No, it went into the gecholim, has to go out the gecholim. And how hot must it be? Nitzotzos nitzin mimenu. We already discussed earlier, yesterday, that the Gemara says, right, a different shear, but the Rishami says Nitzotzos, and the Yifei Naim, and the Sefer Eshkol before, went for Mishnah Brewer. Say that the two may be exactly the same shear. So here the Nitzotzos is based on the Rishami. It's found over here in Tov Samach Aleph Sif Aleph. Fine? Now, V'yesh Noagin Lahatabo Karka Chodosh. They put a new floor on the oven every Erev Pesach. Minig Yafu. And how thick must this Karka Chodesh be? Thank you very much. Take a look inside. Okay. Here we go. Is it big enough in the back? How do I get this bigger? Here?
Yeah,
set. And then the font sets.
One more
time. I don't know what to do. Ah. How's that?
Excellent.
Oh, okay. Like the eye test, you know. The eye doctor. Yeah? Okay. Ka'ovi etzva. Vachomet sabalua begagel vikirosov. Okay? What's he saying over here? The Mishnah Brewer is saying in Siman Tov Samach Aleph Sif Katan Gimel, you have to put in a new floor. Very nice. But, he says, Chometz HaBalua BeGagel VeKirosa. In other words, he didn't. This is not the place where you place the challah, the bread. This is in the roof and in the walls. Who nifla layadesh libo nashal heves, shemasikin also levis bar matas. In other words, for this you don't need a new floor, or presumably you don't need nitzotzos nitzin, the regular firing of the oven in order to make the matzahs is going to take care of it. Aye, the mechaber said you need libun al pnei kol karki iso. The answer is, it depends how it came in. If the achal is on the floor, you need libun of gechom al pnei kol karki iso. But to get rid of the blia, which is on the wall and the roof, that you don't need so much. It's enough to have the regular libun of baking of the matzahs. So by the same token over here, since our ovens, we don't put any chametz on the actual floor, and we don't cook on Pesach, we don't put the things on the actual floor of the oven, you don't need such a high level of libun, and therefore kashering at 550 for an hour should work. And if you look at Hagolas Kalim, and I don't have it here, I think it was left downstairs. Right, am I correct? It's on my desk. I don't see where it is right now. I'll give you the Maram Malkum for it. Perek Yud Gimel. Halacha Tof Lamed Beis. Remember, that's where Yud Gimel goes through the list in alphabetical order. So, you have it on your screen? No. That's under Tanur. Kosen Rav Henkin, Zichron Levracha, who said that in Europe, that's what they did. What's Pshat? Was Bola through Zeya or some other way? It's enough with what's called a kind of a Liban Kal. Just if the heat that they, well, I would call it maybe Liban Chomer, but not a Liban with all the tire, you know, the Pratim and the Dukim of coals, just that the regulars we saw over here. Diflai de Liban, I shall have it, Shema Sikhid, Oslav, Swaz, and Matzis. But I don't need this stuff with Karka Chodesh or Gecholm on the entire floor. Fine. Let's not forget, Rabbi Osai, that there are many posts, I'm not going to go review it again, that say the oven never absorbed in the first place. I mentioned to you before from the Begillah Sefer that he said it is so much, it's so hot, there is no Zeya. And that the Metziah seems to indicate that. You open up the oven, there is no Zeya, because the heat vaporizes the Zeya immediately. And there were those who say even if it goes in, it doesn't come back down again. I don't want to go chaz over, we spoke about it so many times a while ago. Fine. Okay. We did speak, and I want to review it again now. Yes.
So what about the oven racks themselves?
The racks are a bigger problem because you may put Tuno's pizza directly on their oven rack. Does anyone ever do that? Or you put tin foil in between? You put it straight on. Okay, yeshivish. So you put the pizza straight on the rack, so the rack is a big problem. I would say that rack is a serious issue because it has actual chametz on it. And either you just do without the rack, get a new rack. I guess. You could kasher the rack by putting it into a self-clean oven, even if this oven is not self-clean, put it into another self-clean oven, which hits, I'm told, 900 degrees. Amos? That's what I'm told. That would be considered, I think, Liban Chum, but the sort of that, I wouldn't use the rack. That's all the coolers we had before won't work, right? So for the rack, you have to be more strict, apparently. Now, Rabbi Osai. Ramosha has his famous tshuva. I'm not going into it again. We spoke about it before. About Zeyas Ochlin. That Zeyas Ochlin may not constitute a problem. You may recall the Pischa tshuva. I'm not going to the Prota, but Simon Sadi Beis, Sivkotan Vav was Mekil. But, Ramosha says, if you know for a fact that there was Zeyas Ochlin, there really was Zeya, we have to be Machmer. And what's the source? The source is, Rabbi Osai, the Mogen Avraham that we saw yesterday, the Mogen Avraham Sifkot Lamed, who quotes the Tur Siftes Vav, and let's go right back. Are yesterday's tabs gone? Looks like it, right? They're not here anymore, correct? I guess the machine was closed. Okay, let's go over here then now. Tour. Here we go. Tour. I want the tour itself. There. No. I want the tour. What tour do I want? Arachai, take that back.
Wikipedia says it reaches somewhere between 900 and 1,000
degrees. 900 and 1,000 degrees. Wikipedia. Who can argue with Wikipedia? Pesach. Okay, Tov Nun Aleph. Let's read together. I mean, we may have been here already yesterday, I don't remember. So they have, for some reason, they don't have the sifrim in this one. Maybe in Yom Kippur they do, in Aruch Chaim they don't. It's inconsistent in the Torah. Oh boy. Oh boy. So I'll be trying to find it. I'm looking for it. Ah, I found it. Kisui Shel Barzel. Okay? Kisui Shel Barzel. Let's read together. Kisui Shel Barzel, Shemesimen also al Charora, Shenefes al Akira, Yesh Omer. Shafilu Hagol en Tzarech. Kevan She'eno Osi El Lechasos. Eina Charora no Gaspo. Period. Okay. So first day, you don't need a gola. Garnish. V'nirali shetzarech libun. Whoa. From one extreme to the other. Don't need a gola. You need libun. Why? Keep a rove for amim no gaspo. The cover touches the bread. But oh, the second svara. Shumizia mehevel acharora shetachto. Here we go. That second for oh sounds like Rabbi Osai. Zeus Oakland is a problem. So therefore, Zeus Oakland require a libun. However, it seems to me that may not be the case. Rabosa, look at it in context. Yesh Omer Shafilo Hagolein Atzarich. I think it requires libun. Why? Because most of the time it touches. I'm going to say Chiddush. The Va'od. It's only coming to exclude the opinion that it doesn't even require Hagolah. But from the perspective of the Ve'od, Shumezia Mehevel Acharor Shetachlev, but if it's only a matter of the Zeya, then Hagolah would suffice. Nearly Shetzorach Libun, because it touches. Ve'od, to knock out the first day that says you don't even need Hagolah, from the fact that it's Mezia, someone say a Chiddush. I'm parsing the Torah in that way. You see what I'm saying? First day it says you don't even need Hagolah. I think you need libun. Why? Because it touches. Va'od, the first day is wrong because of Zeya. But perhaps in the Zeya, the Hagolah would suffice, as it would appear in the Mishnah Berurah Tav Samech Aleph that we had just seen. That's what I wanted to suggest. Hagolah wouldn't be enough, or libun kal, which is the equivalent of Hagolah, as we shall see. Not only that, but the Beis Meir in Siman Tav Samech Aleph says that the only time you're worried about Zeya is in this kind of a case. Very, very close quarters. What happened over here? It usually touches. The cover's touching the bread. And if it doesn't touch, so it's a half an inch apart. There, perhaps we have to worry about steam coming from solid foods. Because as he puts it, it's samuch v'dabuk mamish l'charora. Otherwise, not. In our ovens, we don't find such a thing. Not only that, but the Mishnah Berurah. Interesting, the Mishnah Berurah over here. Wait a minute. I need Shulchan Aruch, right? It's links. We have a Shulchan Aruch or not?
Yeah.
Shulchan Aruch, very good. Now, links on links. Let's go. This looks Mishnah Berurah-dick. If I press a button, it may work. Let's try this. Magic. Bing. Yeah, I'm going to run too. It's also good. We'll see some. What happened? There it is. Tzarech libun. Fisha barov ha-pa'omem nogea ha-kisui beguf ha-charor ha-shatachlov u-boleh ha-mimenetam chomet shaloi de-mashke de-chomrei ha-eish. Ayin pri regardim de libun zeh lo-mahani libun kala chi yinitzot ha nitzim imenu. What did the bishop leave out? The second reason of the tour. Left it out. Could maybe all that zeh ha-soflim is not a problem. Wow, that sounds like that way. Sounds that way. Okay, where's the source for Libun Kal? He said, where did it come from? It's a new concept not found in Shas Bavli. Rabbo said, turn to Matosis, Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. Avodah Zarah, that's still Amasach. Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. not going to be the entire Tosis. Halfway on the Tosis. The line touches the word im, quoting from the smag of Moshe Mikutzi. Im ha'esh gadol kol kach v'chazak mibifnim sheyado soledes mibachutz mutter v'choshev kemo ha'gola. Here it is. This is Libun Kal. Rabosai, let's read the Mordechai in Simon Tov Samach. On the Ma'am HaKamis, Rabosai, turn to the Mordechai, please. Tov Samach. Please look inside. Tov Samach. Last few lines. After the word Godol, which is in brackets. You see, if you may see the Mordechai, the word has Godol in brackets. Aval Osam Abluos Heter. To go and shall cholov, should treat him the labna, because they laugh us tachtei and pashtida shall basar, o ipcha, as ain treat him libun godol, the neshiras klipa, which is found in ayin vav, el rak achte yad, so let us bo, mishne avoreho. It has to be hot enough that on both sides, it's yad, so let us bo. Vigam regilim livdok, ayde nesinas kash, olemi bechutz, Liros and Makash Nisraf. What does that mean, Rabbi Osai? Remember, the pre-Megadim had three levels we saw yesterday. Do you remember? There's Liban Gomer, Nitzotz Nitzin. Then there's Kash Nisraf. And then there's Yatzeles and Bostov. The way I read it, not that way. I read that this Bedika of Nesinas Kash is just a proba, a test, to make sure that it reached Yatzeles Bo Mishnei Avarel. That's what I thought. But I can't be sure. Bahochi Sagi, the Imkain Shalit Halibun Me'ever Le'ever, Afal Gav Shlo Toshukli Poso, when we call him Dai Bakach, why? The Kaven De Te Rabola, Imkain Dai Ben Bagola, Afal Gav Tashmisha De Ho'ur, Kedemasha Bishmaitza, and I involve in Navodazor, Vaholo Gora also Libun Me'agola, the also Libun Mafid Yosu Me'agola, period, Rabbi Osai. This is the very famous Mordechai that talks about what I call Libun Kal. It's even better than Agol. What's the pshat? Again, I read it my way. I told you that the real test is Yatzeles on both sides. The idea of Kashnitz was just a test to prove that this is true. However, the Primogodim says no, as we saw already, that a higher level is required. Of Kash Nisraf. And the Primogodim says that it two separate shiurim, and if it's Bola Isra B'Kli Rishon Agabi Ha'esh, we paskin, you need Mayim Rosnim for Agola, then you need Kash Nisraf. If it's Bola Ade Irui, or Kli Rishon Nan Ala Esh, then it's enough to have Yatzel Lettuce Bo. Therefore, it's enough to have Liban Kal. Of Yatzel Lettuce Bo. It makes Primogodim is making sense. What good is Liban of Yatzel Lettuce Bo on both sides if Hagolah Yatzel Lettuce Bo won't work? We know that Hagolah requires Roschim of Mefurash HaGemara, right? Maybe we should refresh our memories over here. Before going to that source, which is in Tufman Bays, let me tell you that I think it's a possibility, at least in one case, I would concede that Liban of Kash Nisrav is required. Let me tell you what I'm driving at. Let's go to Mishnah Brura. Let's first start Shulchan Aruch. Siv Dalet. What does it say? Look carefully, please. Liban nitzosas nitzin. V'yesh mekilim im nislabin kol kach shekash nisraf olim ibachutz. Mordechai, right? As we just saw, says the Ramah, v'noah gil kesvar rishona b'chol dava shetina v'galibun. Avo dava shetina b'hagola, rak sheyesh bo sdokim o machmirim l'labno, k'vo sagadim in kalkoze, period, Rabbi Osai. Here's a different story. There are holes. There are holes, Rabbi Osai. There are holes. So here the Mishnah Berurah explains. Watch this new trick I learned. Press Lama Gimel. See if it works. Magic. Lamed Gimel. Rak Shesh Bo Sadokim, Matzalomar. Umavuliel, the Tzorach Liban, be also Hamokom, the Hainu Sheyosim Shem Gecholim Bo Aras. Dai Sheyisha Osam Shem at Shekash Nisref Olavi Bechutz. Shebeze Ashir, Bevara Nisref Kol Bamosh, as Yisra Shadim Motze, Beosvek, Beomek Asdong of Agumos. Maskim. There, it's not enough to have Yad Sol Let Us Go. That's a different word. You're burning something up, which is inside. And that's the reason why a sakin requires Liban, because of the Gumos. Who said so? Rabosai turned to the Rosh and Simon Lamed Dalet. Right over here. It's all here in front of us. The Rosh, Simon Lamed Dalet. Fifth parak. Simon Lamed Dalet. What does it say over here? Alokeach kli tashmish min ha'akum. Eshadak ala hatpul yapul. Lahagil yagal. Lalavim bor yalavim. Hashpud va'askla maladna bor va'sakan shomavi tor. Tosefta katani. Sakinin v'hadei shpud nevaskalos. Knives at the most serious level of requiring libun. Ken de perakama duchulin. Tabisakan shal akum de perporak tepulei v'shem v'shamnunis. De yisuru v'shanu v'shalib na bor. Tema. Tosis kasha. De perakol shal mashmid de sagalu ba'agola. The Gora saw some Amalei, the Ravina, the Ravashi, Hani, Sakina, the Pitzcha, Hechi, Avdinale. Amalei, Mali, the Katayo, Bettina, the Parzalai, Benura, Umasik, Vilchsa, Idivini, Beroschi, and the Mikleirishin. Yeah. Fiesh Mefarshin. No. Idivini, Beroschi, Achar, Libun. Fisha, En Yochel, Lelaben, Abarzal, Hetev, Etzal, Akata. Vachikatani, Betel Sette, Pamisha, Chodem, Chos, Al Sakina, Lelabno. Period. That's answer number one. You need both. Rabbi Natan Pirish, the Chomet Shaini, from the Heter of Kabbalah, Chi Kapolet Leser Lissura Beinei, V'hochi Mishani Rav Ashi, the Kamah B'Shvayin Nafayin Vav, Afal Pidi Rav Ashi Gufei, who the Kamah Hossam Katayu Betina Pazalaya Benura, so why does he require Nura of the old Heter of Bola? Shema Machmer Latzma Hoyav, L'Rotz Nisvach Hashinu Yudi Dei, okay. V'chein Mashmer Loshon L'Didi, it's my own personal chumer. Says the Rosh, who mistabra, hod the mask of Vilchus Idi Vidi Beroschin, calls them the Viravashi Koloma, Afa Pishani, Osa Libun, and Alokakak, Yani Machmar Latzmi, Alokak Aloka, the Beroschin Sagi, period. Amazing. This is what it says. Skipping a little bit. Oh. A few lines. The kach nira, the sakinin gedolim derech lasas behem gumos. Ugu v'gemorma de shifal amhani v'sakin eshba gumos. Afil lachlech batzonan. Hilkach boi libun ta'agolol amhani ki eni yochol lanaker ha'gumos. V'yeno polet b'mokam ha'gumos. I feel the second cut on the Yeshbo Gumos, Boy Liban. What did Rashi say? That the reason you require this Liban is because of why? The Gumos. Okay, the Gumos have these little crevices. Now you notice on the Tosefta, Sakinin is quoted together with Shpud and Vaskalos. And they require a high level of Liban. So therefore you require a Liban Chamor. Liban Chamer, one could argue according to Shita Sarash, because it's found together in order to this is what the Moganelov says, you need Liban Chamer, because Sakan is found together with Shpud and Maskalos. Their most compromise is no, it's enough to have the Liban of Kash Nisrav. I mean, Kash Nisrav is going to get into the Gumas as well. But that's only because according to one opinion, you need Liban Gomer. Alright, the Pshara, it's enough to have Kash Nisrav. When it comes to the Liban of Atera Bola, there should be enough to have Yad Soledispo. That's what I'm suggesting. You'll ask me a kasha. Liban Kal Yad Soledispo works instead of Hagola, as we just saw at the Prima Godim. The Nakat the Gumos in Kash Nisraf. How can the same term mean both? The answer is on both sides. This term doesn't exist in Shas. It's a creation of the Rishonim. So they use Liban Kal in one context to mean Yad Soledispo Eva Le'eva, which is what I lack the equivalent of Hagola. And they use the other expression of Kash Nisraf for the Gumos, which needed each one in each case. Okay? That's what we saw. Nara Bosai. If you look in the Pilpula Charifta, take a look on the bottom here, in Oz Dalet. Oz Dalet. It's in Lamed Vav Oz Dalet. Ad she'toshek liposel. Uliel, that means here, Lamed Dalet, because of the Rishalmi. She nitzotzes nitzin emenu. So passes the turn, Shuva Sarosh. Lo pirshu tam lama, because of the Rishalmi, lo kemor didan. What do you say? Naim, say yes, what do you see? It's one and the same, right? It's one and the same. So writes the Yafei Naim. Oh. This being the case, perhaps it tries like this. Maybe, no. Maybe the two separate shiurim. The Bavli and Ayin Vav says that Shetoshek Liposon, to get rid of the Belia, which is introduced into, by fire, Shmur and Ashkelah. The Yushalmi is Matir and Itzosos Nitzim, which is a lower level, because all the Yushalmi is trying to do is to excise the Belia from the Gumos, the stuff which is stuck in the crevices. For that's enough to have Nitzotzos Nitzim, which is less, but to get rid of the balua, maybe you would require Toshik Liposim. I'm just making a suggestion against the poskim, just bringing it to your attention. Now today and nowadays, no matter how high the fire goes, you're not going to get a peel off the oven. Not going to work. So she said, so therefore nothing's good? You can never have Toshik, you won't have Toshik Liposim, you won't need Toshik, it's never going to be good. So some possible say, you can't do Liban nowadays. You're stuck. I want to make the following suggestion. That's not quite the case. In the olden days, we already pointed out that they had a different kind of reality because they had food stuck in the crevices. It wasn't factory made. So the way to measure the intensity of the heat was with these two measurements, namely, Toshik Liposon, or Rabosai, Nitzotzos Nitzim, either the same or they're not the same, as we had mentioned a moment ago. We could say, Hainohach, when the peel starts to peel, the sparks start to fly. The sparks are coming from that very peel. That could be if they're one and the same, the way you find Nayim, not the way we had suggested a minute ago. In any event, Rabosai, Post can assume we can do that, we can kasha ovens today. I would only told us Nitzin. But Moshe Feinstein is quoted as saying, in the Sefer Golos Kelim, 700 degrees Fahrenheit is enough. We have 900. So self-clean is going to be good. 550 wouldn't be good, according to Moshe. According to Moshe, you cannot kasha an oven for Pesach. That's not self-clean. Got to have an insert. We spoke this a long time ago. Okay, so in my oven, I have an insert, because of Moshe. Even though the Rov and other poskim we saw now are Makel, enough to put up to the highest 550. Chumah d'chametz. That's what I have in my house. But those who put up to the highest, the Rav told me it's mut not only in a Terah Bola, he held it's mut even in Surah Bola to have 550. He held presumably Kabbalah Kapoto, like the granddaughters of Rashi. There is, however, and I want to be honest, an opposing view. I'm the first to admit that I think it's an opposing view. And I think that the Shulchan Aruch should be seen. Kuf Chof Aleph Sif Zayin. Everyone please open up if you don't mind. Kuf Chof Aleph Sif Zayin and the Mechaber. Please. Kuf Chof Aleph Sif Zayin. It's a quotation of the Rambam. Kuf Chof Aleph Sif Zayin. Sakin Yoshin ben Godol ben Kotten Hanika Meakum in Bolishtamish Bitsonein in Ain Bogumos Noatsa from Bakarka Kosha. That's the Sugana government base to get rid of the surface grease. You may have learned about it, they used to put it in flower pots and this is where it comes from. Pitsorch Shikol Nitsa needs to tear Bakaka Kosha, the Fichal Yunos Pamokos Nos Nitsa Acher is fine. Fine. The Miesh Bogumos. Oh, she wrote to Lachta Bochamin, oh, Lishrepo, Milabno, oh, Mashchila, Mashchezes, Shonapochim, Heitev, Alpine Kula. That's what it says. Now, where's this coming from? Where's this coming from? So we know that it says as in our Mishnah, Hashpud v'askla malavna b'ur, hefer helts malavna. Mashchiza, the Lechem Mishnah writes, is the way the Rambam understood the word shafa. Shafa. Pirush Mishnah doesn't sound that way. In any event, Rabbi Osai, the Ramah writes, V'yesh omrim, tashchaz alo mahani, rak lachach batzonein, avaloli nuchamin, v'achinog l'chatchila. What's the lumdus, Rabbi Osai? Why is it that Ashkaza shouldn't work? Why shouldn't it work? Take a look, Rabbi Osai, in Siv Beis. Siv Beis. Siv Beis. End of the Ramah. Komokom shetzorach agola lo mahanim kilfo lekli bekli umnus. Gra, Sivkot Nches. Debalua me'ever al ever. Ulekach lo sagi be'irui. That's enough lamin of Beis. Ubekli bishin, enough tavirui. So therefore, going to a hashchaza which eliminates the top surface is not going to help because the bliya went through and through, as the Gaon explains over here in Sivkaton Ches. Very good. So you have to have a gola b'kli rishon. Kavachomer over here, if it's bluwa through fire, hashchaza is not going to work. How in heaven's name did the Rambam assume that Ashkaza works? What happened to the dinner's balua all the way through? That's the kasha. I wanted to tell you a big chiddush. A chiddush got up from old pshat and Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. There are two kinds of bliya, Rabbi Osai. One is greater quantitatively, and one is greater or stronger qualitatively. That's chaza. If it goes in through water, if it goes me'aver or laver. You just saw that. It has greater quantitative reach. But qualitatively it's weaker, and it comes out b'hagala, gebola kach polta. However, Rabbi Osai, there is a different kind of a bliya when it's going through fire. Here it's much stronger qualitatively, and therefore will not come out with the hagala. But I'm suggesting a chiddush nifla, according to the Rambam, it's much weaker, if I may, quantitatively. It only gets into the top klipa. Where's precedent for this? Where is precedent for this, Rabbi Osai? Open the Shulchan Aruch to a familiar halacha, Simen Kuf Hei Sif Dalet. Take a look, just to refresh our memories. Kuf Hei, we learned a while ago. Kuf Hei Sif Dalet. Bamed Mamamurim, Rabbi Osai. Kshendafel Latocha Tafshim, Bnei Hasharotim, Molech, Pletnas HaYisim, Arva, Bekol HaTafshim. Aval Yisr ben Cham ben Kar shenafla atzli sheitzel esh. Ein os ele kadei netila shuka ovi etzba. That's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Not everyone agrees that's a kadei netila. The Rambam says it's enough to have kadei klipa. The Tosfos on Tzadi Vav, you may recall. Kedei klipa. So I wanted to suggest, this is Rambam's Lashitasa. The same way that only spreads a kedei klipa over here when it comes to dry heat, so too, if it's dry, intense heat in an oven, it only gets into the upper klipa. And if you're mashchiza, achetasha klipasan, you remove that upper klipa, presto, it's kosher. The remainder never saw any trifles, never got that far. That's my chiddush. And that's why, Rabbi Osai, it's impossible to get it out. A chiddush nifla, I'm telling you, Pshat Ramba. Not the pshat that you get it out. Not the pshat you burn away the iser while it's in the utensil. No, you burn away the utensil. Achetoshikli pasan. And what's the equivalent of that? Mashchiza. You go to a knife sharpener and just gets rid of the top klipa. Gone. It's now a millimeter less than it was beforehand. This I wanted to suggest. And perhaps we can medayek this, perhaps, in the lashon of the Gemara. Take a look at the Gemara over here, and I involve him out. You haven't seen the actual Gemara yet. You only saw that we've shown it. You went from the Mordechai back to the Rosh, now back to the Gemara, finally. I involve, note, it's a diuk They make a mountain out of a molehill, but look at this diuk. Vat kama malabna, last four lines. Om Ravmani Ashatosha Kliposim. Viketzad Magilan, Yeroktana Vachule. Why here to say Vat kama, and here it says Viketzad? Hello, Dover. Either say Ad kama twice or Ketzad twice. They wanted to suggest that Ketzad, it says that's the how to. How do you go about Hagolah? Okay, after that, what a big one. But over here, Va'at Kama, that's not trying how to. That's exactly what Liban means according to the Rambam. Ad Kama, it shears off a Shatoshik Liposan. It's not telling you how to, it's defining what it is. Not how, what. Right? And not how to do it, but just what it is. That perhaps would be a diuk, which one could suggest. And if you look on the Rambam, in Perek Yizayin, Alecha Gimel and Dalet, Acha Toshik Liposan is part of the definition of Libun in Alecha Gimel. But Ketzad Magilon is a separate Alecha, Alecha Dalet, perhaps. If I make the following suggestion, according to the Rambam, can't kasher with Libun nowadays. Doesn't work. I don't care what the reason, it's treated chemically or whatever the reason is. The peel won't come off. If it won't come off, so then it's tough luck. Fortunately for us, we don't follow the Rambam. We paskin against the Rambam, the Chumra, the Ashkaza doesn't work, but it's also a Kula. But what's the nature of the Kula? I read to you the Mordechai, what a remarkable idea. What did he say? What did he say? Let's take a look inside. Yeah, again, tough sound. That's a question, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Tough, I want to show one more time in the Mordechai. Tough samach. Look again. Back to where we came from. Watch this. In the Mordechai, tough samach. Right line. Omer Riva, before we left, we read before. The Osam Sakina Matzrich and Liban Pirsha Benatan, Imishchizan Berechayim Shaleven. Watch this now. He used a knife sharpener. Dialem Achakach Bahagola. Whoa, unbelievable. Fishal Liban Moel Kde Lahavera Klipa. What's this all about? An incredible, a two-step. What I think it means is as follows. It was like the Rambam, Rabosai. What does Liban do? It gets rid of the top klipa. What's the equivalent of that? Mashkis. Only difference is, Rabosai, he holds, and again, a contrast to the Rambam, and there's an additional blia, which goes further in. But that's a weaker blia that comes out through Hagolah. So therefore, Hashchaza and Hagolah together can do what Liban can do. What can Liban do? Liban can do two things. On the one hand, it gets rid of the top klipa. On the other hand, it pulls out from the further recesses of the kli. So if you can't do Liban for a technical reason, you can do it, you can divide it, bifurcate it. Have the Hashchaz get rid of the top peel, have the Hagolah get rid of the inner recesses. I think that's a very nice shot in this Ritzva, who's quoted over here, in Riva, quoted in the Mordechai, Tov Samach. Not problem, we don't pass in this way. Maybe it's better that we don't pass this way, we can't remove the top. Turn to Simon Kuf Ches. We were here very recently. You should remember this, Rabosai. Kuf Ches Sif Gimel. We were just here. A short while ago, relatively speaking. Kuf Ches Sif Gimel. Kuf Ches, Rabosai. Sif Gimel. Ramah. Kozmanchi Basyoma lo mahani bo hagola velo klipo be kleumnus. And you look at the shachaf. What's that? They won't. A won't work and B won't work. For lo hagola achar aklipa. Not even both together. So we don't pass like the Riva. Because the Riva is assuming, presumably, that the severity of Libun is that there's a greater blia on the outer surface and it can take care of it in two steps. We don't pass in that way. So we don't pass in that way. Fine. So the pshat in Libun is not to remove the outer peel, which we can't do anymore nowadays, but rather to get rid of the yisra, which won't come out and won't get burned up with Hagol. The question now becomes, Rav Osai, why is it that Hagola does not work for Bliyas Isser? So, let's take a look. I want to look at a sefer called the Tzemach Tzedek. Do you think I can get that on Bar Ilan? Lubavitch is a very powerful. You probably have it here. Yeah. I'm not sure what it's called, Tzemach Tzedek. Well, maybe it's on the Shud. Maybe. It's a kind of, it's not a fully a Shud, it's a combination of things. Let's see. The two Tzemach Tzedek is the Kadmon, and then there's the third Lubavitch Rebbe. Oh, see Akadmo? Tzemach Tzedek Lubavitch. There you go. Orachayim. Watch this. Okay, Rabbi say, if we turn from Lubavitch Rebbe. A long time ago. Go to the end and go work our way back. Oh. Ayin Ran, the Yeshin Mekilim. Let's take a look on the Ran that he's referring to, Rabbi Osai. Take a look, Rabbi Osai, in the Mishnah on Ayin Ran, the Bays on the Ran. Right? Mitzvah the Shema, Dibre Chachamim. Lubavitch Rebbe said to look on the Ran. Look on the Ran. You don't feel Lubavitch Chosid for this, Rebbe. It's like, just in Talmud Chacham, one of the Father Tzemach Tzedek said, look on the Ran in the Mishnah, and I inhale in base. Okay, look. What page is it by us? On the Mishnah itself. Starts over here on the bottom of Lama Tessim and Aleph, that's Nisin. Goes over to Lama Tessim and Base. Okay. Where's the V.H. McKeelan? Where are they here? Oh, the very end, last two lines. Right before it says Gemara. V'yesh mekilin lomar, the kli shetashmisho adei ha'ur, im bo lishtamish bo b'chamin, v'lo b'ur, brackets, b'hagol ha'sagile, shekoma sheyiflot b'chamin, k'vro polat b'hagol ha'rishona. What does that mean? There are two levels of heat, fire and water. Whatever came out, whatever will come out in water came out in the hagol process. Whatever won't come out of water, only in fire, won't come out now either. Meredek the Mekilin. V'yena dova nirik of shekevan sheish bo bela shal iser. Acha ta osro lishtamish bo ayde ha'ur. Shema yiflot Yosef b'chamin shniim. Maybe, since you only kashed with Hagola and not with Libur, which is required. True, some came out the first time. Some may come out in the water the second time. And render your food treif. It's a machlokas, the Ran, the Yesh B'kir. But with me so far, you saw it inside? The last two lines of before it says Gemara. Oh, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Yordeh Kuf Chafalef, Beis Yosef, Rosh, Rashba. Where's the Rosh? Perek Basa, Sof Simulam Medala. Midi Avek Licheres, Tosis Chum. Rashba Torah Sabayis. Yesh Lachkor. Mao Achilef Ben Bliay De Ha'or, Dayadei Kli Rishon. A lot of Rosh Tevis. In Dayadei Ha'or. Watch this. Mavliya. It's like a briska chakira. Mavliya Yoser Ba'omek Akli. I think this means al derech moshel. Sheishlom ha'idei ha'ur mavliya b'kulo. Ma'asheg ha'idei kli rishon. V'odem b'kli rishon v'sham b'nei kol ha'kli zeh la'achmir. Oh no. Oh yeishlom ha'ar. The kli rishon mavliya b'omek k'mo ha'idei ha'ur. No distinction in the quantity of how far the reach is of the bliya. Rak ha'idei ha'ur mistabech v'godla b'nei yoser. It's qualitative. Gain high courage. The Gemara and Vav, the Pirush Rashi Miskasha Bliya V'socho V'nit Bekas V'Bekulo V'ein Noach Lifot Bagola Shablam Nabor V'chule Nafke Mina Ben Atano. Watch this now. It's all the Lubavitcher Rebbe. The Inyan in Bishal Bo Mayim V'Efer HaPogmir. You know what that we had in Sadi Hei in the Mechaber Efer, right? It makes it most of the Fgam Im Tim Tzalo Ma'adai Dei Kli Rishon. So therefore, we'll see soon, you can kasha even within 24 hours by putting a davar program. They lose ammonia today. Am I correct? Ammonia stinks. You can't, you won't go near it, Emes? So use ammonia. Mash'enke and letam aleph, chashinon, shayde klirishalon, espashir atam, b'chol akli. So therefore, the ammonia won't help. The second reason is correct. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Kufcha Beis Sipei, Ayde Irui also. Take a look. The rabbis have to look. We got to look. Kufcha Beis Sipei. What does it say there, Rabosai? Kufcha Beis Sipei. Kufchav Beis Sipei. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Isa Muach Shenivla B'Kli Shadak L'Tamish B'Shefa. That story is okay. But L'Shtash Olachat Chila. Even though it's a Ben Yomo. Kishi Yev Shalav Oledei Nesin Estam. Adel B'Kli Shemishtamish Bo Bedova Muach Kmo Korosh Yotze Bo Osu L'Shtamish Bo Shemivat Isa L'Chat Chila. Afil Isa Muach Afil Isa Habolua. What's the one? Where does it say Yehiru? Mashma. I don't see it. Omikom Yeshlom Shagam Tam Arishan Emes. Acha Kresi Uplesi. Simon Sadi Hesiv Kondal Chetoma. Amashachiva Rachmon Alibun. The Yagalash Pudume Efer. Vifko Matam. Vachakach Yochol Litzlospo. Ki after Yetia Tama Buluhu Pogome Kora. Alkan Lashon, he really wanted to say, suggest an amazing word. Why do Libun just do Hagola with the Dover Apogim to place his kasha? So I love this feeling. They say Hagola Mavliya Ba'omek, Kemoya de Ha'ur. The Imloke and Imloke Lukushios of Klausher, and Lonifkam Kola Balua de Hagola, Shiat Yitzlu, Boy de Uriete Atame Omek, Mashogia Hafer. This is what they said, so the crazy place, he says it goes all the way. Zed Shuvas Chavaz Da Hashem, Sov Simon Tzadihe. Shekosav ve'ein ze klum. Ve'ein ze klum. Bekitzer, it it's a little complex over here, what he's saying. He's saying that the place he holds, that the it's a quantitative halacha, how far in it goes further in with fire than with water. One second. It depends on the machlokas between the Chavos Das. We're not going into the details. But also maybe the Ran of the Yesh Mekilin. That's what we saw before. We paskin la'alocha, Rabosai, like the Ran. Against the Mekilin. Take a look in Kuf Chaf Aleph. Sif Hei. Kuf Chaf Aleph Hei is beferish. Im Higel Kli HaTzorach Libon, Os Nishtamish Bo'bacham and Afilish Lo'ar Deesh. Beferish like the Ran. Against the Mekilin. Now, Rabosai, I want to show you where we came from before we were in. Were we in Tufna Bay? I forgot. Let's start from scratch. Still have a few tabs left. One Shulchan Aruch. Aruch Chaim. It was Pesach. Toflun Bay Sifaf. Watch this. Yesh di Zora lahagal konim shoch hamishis. Kadesh lo yitztach ledaklik im hakelim b'nei yomon olav. You know why? Because if it's before the sixth hour, it's the fifth hour, it's a terah bola. Shishu b'mayin agam tzvi hamagal olav. Same idea. Kenem magal the kelim berushib liyosim muetas and kelim liyosim ruva. Kenem masha kelim betoch ayor b'yosim idai. V'chein kadesh lo yitztach li zora shli anuchu amayim erisichosot. Get an impression from the Mechaber, the way the Rambam understood it, that if you kasha before, when it's a terah bola, it could be a water which is not boiling. Rambam, ach rabim cholkim v'svir luhu de'ein agolam o'eles klum imein amayim roskim. Chen masha barosh, shur sadeshem, ogur, tur, simen kufay, al kene shizar afil konez mani suro, shalayonuchu mirisichosim kol zman shemagal divrei atzmo. This is what the Rambam says. Has to always be boiling. Says the Mishnah Berurah. I love the trick. The Mishnah Berurah, watch this. Beep. Okay. Let's try it out. Rotzaloma, Kozman Shem Roskim, Turidi, the Mifflin, the Lobali, the Mingo. Achrabim Cholkim. Ho Achronim is Sigol Ramah. The Gavdasa Machaber Kenu. Then I go to the Mohelas of the Shah Shacham and Roskim. And the cause of the Achazmani Suro. Also, lahashos hakelim lahakash yenuchu amayim erisichoson. Just chosen ubolim imei agolo. Mashenge nikodem en lochash lezekem en etzem agolo with hoya beis erisichoson. But even the mechaber agrees. Even the mechaber agrees. However, not necessarily with links. Shulchan Aruch. Invite the links. Where's the beer agra? Here we go. Beer agra of Osai Sivkot and Ches. Oh, they have Sivkot. Let's count the Sivkot. They don't have it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Achav Mechokim. Vatoloma kumashkoz is smack. Lomahani bagola yatzaletis bo. Ella roastin. Shemal and Resicha. I am going to Rome. Beis Yosef. Kolbo. Abel Nireh. The Vilna Gaon. You can't pull anything off of him. Look what he writes. Abel Nireh. Shagam Rose. Kamein Tzrichim Klal. Kodem Shohei. The Kaimelon Yadso. Let us be Klirishan. Abel Kana Tam. Shal Smak. Moshkat. The Bechulin. Shanafel. Zatok. Yor. Rosachas. Akor. Olav. Lafuki. Shen Yadso. Let us. Dimlokin. Akol Mutter. So, Achrab Mcholkim, Tamas Smak Mishim the Kabbalah Beresicha, Kach Polta Beresicha, Kain Sover. Beis Hei. Who? I don't know, Beis Hillel. The Pshat HaShulchan Aruch. Chen Mashi Perek Kol Shod Af Lamed Amid Beis. So what? You don't need necessarily to be boiling. Beroson of the Klevishah. No, sorry. Beroson of the that's the right. You need Roson. Boiling. V'yesh Litchos. Look at this. To Arminon B'Shabbos Ha'ilfis V'akdera Shavirin B'Risachin V'sham Sagev Yad Soledes Rabosai. Aber wenn es Jahre da ist, ob schade schon auch gemacht hat bis jetzt, bestimmt Kolbo. Sto ja nuchu. Kann kein Schlo Jachnes. No Jahre Sachs. La Fug er sich. Shami Yevla. The kids of the Gro want to make a suggestion, whatever the Maskona is, that's enough to have Yad so let us bow. You don't need Roschim to Kasher. You don't need it. And you get the impression from the Gro that the only reason why you would need Rosh in the court of the Ramah is because of Kibolo Kachpoto. It came in at boiling, it goes out at boiling, Rabosai. In and out. I want to bring a shtuk of raya, that you don't really need boiling per se. My raya is in the Ran. I must confess it's not a raya barura. From the Ran that we saw before, the Ran Rabosai is found earlier in the Masechet Avodah Zarah, earlier, on the Sugya of Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. The Ran is discussing Take a look over here in the Ran. It's on page Lamed Ches in our print. Top of the page. Please look inside. The beginning of the wide lines. There, made a mistake. Sorry, my final one. Lamed Chesem at Beis, I believe. Lamed Chesem at Beis. More than halfway down the page. Look inside, please. He quotes over here as follows. Just wait as it went in, Rabosai. When the food was on the fire, has to come out. Can't kasha when the klivisha which is not on the fire. Watch this. V'hainu darminan beroskin of a klivisha. Why do you say beroskin? What's roskin mean? Afal pishik tzatz mefarshim pirish deitz pora magila beroskin of a klivisha. Hainu the akashev yiru me'al gabi ha'ur. As I wrote in Pesachim Saturday the Shemaya. But it's wrong. It must be. Why does it say roskin? It means what? While it's on the fire. Rabbeisai, if roskin means to tell you need boiling hot as opposed to yatsa lettuce bowl, has the run derived it means klivish nalesh? The word roasted is a chiddush. But how do you know it's extra chiddush? The fact that the Ran derives from the word roskin, that it has to be on the fire, indicates to me that roskin does not mean it has to be boiling hot. Roskin means what it means in Masechta Shabbos. It means Yatza lettuce bowl. That's a possibility. And this, Rav Osai, is a tshuva in Rav Moshe as well. Yodea Chelek Aleph, Simon Samach. You may have been here already, but let's go back again. Will we hear it? Oh, we saw this truly yet. I don't think so. It's one about kashing through steam. Is it as follows? V'yesh la hatzrich. She roasted in the halos resichus. She rocked the kuf ayin malos. Yeah, Rav Moshe's unbelievable chumra. Yeah, that's 170. We thought it's 100. So that's much less than that. The kain noagin lechatchila shekol dover shetashmishu v'vachamin nagila berostin. Af shemeetzem adin sagi kifiderech tashmishon. Rav Moshe. Went in 170, go out 170. Go in 150, out 150. Nafkamina would be in the case of a factory, with the, under factory conditions, where they have it exactly the exact temperature, it's all recorded on a graph, how hot it is by government regulation, how hot it is in each and every moment. Or each and every moment. And therefore, Rav Osai, you have to make, in the house, you never know how hot it is, so you always have to have very hot, as we just saw, Rav Osai, just back to the Shulchan Aruch, you just saw it, see it again. And the Ramah Paskin said, always has to be Risi Chosan. What does Risi Chosan mean? What do the words mean? Who wants to translate Risi Chosan? Boiling. How do you measure boiling? Bubbles. Very good, bubbles. The word bubbles is not found in the Rishon. Only once. The Sefer HaOgur quotes bubbles. 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 But other than that, I don't see bubbles. Boiling could be when steam is rising. You know, heavy steam. That's before the bubbles. I'm just mentioning to you that I'm not sure if the bubbles is makif mikra right there. Yes, sir. How do you catch your pressure cooker?
Yeah.
Big question. Is 212 automatically enough? Because that's called roskin. Or no? Kabbalah kachpoto the chumrah, because it goes in above 212. I think I'm Shlomo Zalman is make on the following grounds. If you go to Denver, Mile High, it boils what? At a higher temperature, no? Not lower, higher? Go on internet, go on Wikipedia. Water boils at 212, called 100 Celsius, on sea level. If you go higher, it changes. So Shlomo Zalman says, if that's the case, if you figure out with your scientists, you're a higher level, low level, nah, if it boils, it's good enough no matter how hot it was when it came in. That's, I think that's right. I think that's what Shlomo Zalman's right, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, so that's what he says. Fine. Lower level, says so. Okay. Sorry? Lower higher altitude, so the question's going to become, so you can't kasha there, here, you don't, right? So you go to Washington Heights? So higher altitude, then you go down to Bennett Avenue, and they say, have to change the sheet. I mean, it boils, and that's fine. Rabosai, we saw the Gemara on our Ayin Vav of Koyom V'yom Nasagil L'Chavera. I wanted to read inside, although we did it once before, we weren't holding in the Avodah Zarah proper, a little bit. I guess we'll do that today, and tomorrow we'll continue. Rabosai, Blineta, this week we have to finish Hagolah no matter what. We have to discuss those other matters. I'm going to try, Blineta, to give you my Makomas by Thursday, for the next, for back to the onion yom of Kavua, it's Svek, and to get to as much as we can. So you have time over the weekend, a long weekend, Thursday to Monday. Also, next week has been a request to make shiur later. So you can't make 9 o'clock, for the, you just can't do it. So let's just, before we go any further, can someone want to shiur at 1 o'clock? Like the old days, like the Chadash Menachem. Is that, can you make 1 o'clock? Ari? Common? One. No, starting from next week.
Week?
You have class in the morning.
Can I let me know tomorrow?
Let me know tomorrow. Okay. 1 is no good? When's the latest you're going to make? We start 11:45 that we did last time?
11,
he has classes. Oh, yeah, we get stuck.
Okay, listen to
the show later. Nah, we're trying to comment everybody. Okay, we'll have to figure out later what to do. For this week it's 9. Okay. Right. So let's open up once again to the Gemara. Ayin Rav Amar Alef. And then you'll see, to open up the Taz and the Shach and the Mata Yonason. A little bit. I'm not going to see everything, but just a little brief review of the things that we saw a while ago. The Gemara is in Ayin Rav Amar Alef, an amazing din. What's the amazing din? The amazing din is, Rabosai, Kol Yom V'Yom Nasagil L'Chaveiro. We spoke about it yesterday, that if I cook one day, plain cooking, Rashi says, Shemavash Behen, Ve'eno Maspik Lios Nosra Shetarzu V'Polto B'Tav Shel Acher. So, what do you need a Haggadah for? The Rashi quotes the Gemara later on. Moya says, Kasha. Kasha sounds like it means that perhaps the halacha is rejected. Maybe it's brought back with Rav Ashi. When Rav Ashi says, no, as we said originally, Heterabola is Surabola. Okay? And therefore, perhaps for that reason, that revives the idea of Kol Yom V'Yom. In combination with Heterabola, so writes the Rashba, and the Torah of the I think we saw it already. Let's take a look on the Shulchan Aruch, see how it's quoted. The Taz, the Mechaba left it out. The Taz quotes in Simon Sadi Gimel, Sivkot and Beis. Please look inside the Taz. Let's read together. Simon Sadi Gimel, Sivkot on Beis. Cause of Atur B'Shem HaRashba, about 10 lines in. Shem Bishul Yerokos B'Gdeira Shal Bosa Shem Mutal Levash L'Chakach Gvina Shekvar Niklash Tama Bosa Atka Fine of a cliche to have Shem B'Lios and Meruba. It's not Cheres. Aval Cheres, the Torah says no, nothing works. Hik Shem B'Shem HaRashba Ala Torah Shevi Da'as HaRashba So B'Simen Tzadi Dalet Hevi B'Atur Din Bishlu Mayim Toch Me'es Li'ez Shal Bosa. That's the whole discussion. You reset the clock. You don't reset the clock. That whole discussion. Mashmar al koponim lo niklash tam abosar at all. In other words, you cook the boiling water. You cook the water, Abosai. Why doesn't that itself eliminate totally? No question of resetting the clock. What did he say over there to the Torah? If you cooked at 10 o'clock basar and at noon, you cook water, there's no need to reset the clock, as opposed to this. That's the famous tour. What do you mean? The minute you cook the water, you should be able to cook fleishiks or milchiks there an hour later, because it was already niklash, the same as Yerukas. That's the kasha of the Beis Yoris, of the steer in the tour. Therefore, the Marshal says, we don't pass like the Rashba. I but the tour is still stuck. Steer in the tour. Still great, the kasha. Yeah. Venerally. The kan mari shabishli arokas b'kadeira mamish kashir shabishli b'obosa. You put as much vegetables in the pot as you had meat. For rial shalom demi mashchotzim gabi b'chatas b'chol yom v'yom nasagir l'chavera u'mistama b'chol yom ha'im b'vashim chatos b'shoven shemochi hevi kehagola mamish because hetera bola. Mashen ke b'shar mekol ma she'ira ma'isa shabishli mayim v'lo niskaven she'im mamish b'shir shabishli b'osa. There simply wasn't enough water in the pot. That's it. That's the answer. He asked, why shouldn't it work with Torah Sagala? The answer is not enough water there. If you ask me, Rabbo said, the second kasha is no kasha. Hagala requires roasting. And he just cooked it. It wasn't roasting. Who said it was 212? That's another answer to the kasha of the Beis Yosef on the Shari Dura against the Sma. Let's see the Shach. The Shach says it as follows. Uvesifri kosafti terutzim acherim Yosef Miskabel. V'isakti l'mashakosav beis Yosef l'mashal shadokhu l'rashah me'alokha. V'ishu d'varachidish at itenuka. Kosav atur v'shem arashah. Let's read together. Shem bishul yirokos l'kderish obosah shemutu l'vashah b'achakach cholov. Shekvon ismai koach bela habosah v'niklash at she'en roi l'ocholo of shem yisir bosah b'chol. V'med v'amurim shabola heta k'mo shamarna. Aval bola yisir l'olam v'yisurat sheyagal haru. End quote. Beis Yosef says, "Tois in the rush in Perek Kol Abosar, and say for Truma Smag, they deny the Rashba. They hold only by Kochim do we say Kevash Advar Torah Min Bemino Batal Berov Ukmu BeKochim Adaraisa. And the Sefer Truma Imuchmu Mayim BeKedera Shabosar Toch Meisliyes Achar Eshliyes." The bishla abosa bishla b'cholav muter mashma the less lehod or rashba the lochen adifa mina havela the mishminim the muter levasha b'cholav the chatchila achashur tchuba amayim. That's the kasha we saw at the end of the Taz. Had the Taz answered, wasn't enough water there. Smak by tchivas kaf marshal. Okay. B'sifri kosafti lo diktiku klal the vaday dina shel rashba emesu borur. Before Shigamara, I involve an Avodah Zara. Muska Mikola Poski. Nothing to do with Tosin and the Rosh Perakola Bosa Vesiyasam the Khan. Why? Tosin the Rosh Vesiyasam Shom, Lo Boel Liashe, Tehech Mutal the Vashal the Pama Shani, Shlomim. You put it, you're cooking Shlomim a second time. Tohamimait Viachilosan. You're not going to limit the amount of time you can eat it. Ulaze Kosvu. Should the ukmu la tavshil ad oraisa the bottle berov came the pam sheni adayin ein kan iser the adayin lo nasa noser came bechatel shemivashal hakach shlomim on the same day bishul koyin mivashal umemelin this bottle berov right abo vaday I hagola lo mahani tikshi dech mivashal the pam hagimul kochim. All right, the second one we can understand, min mimino batel berov. But the third one, kevan shenase kvar noser mipam harishin, devadek shenesar akli lo shayech lemeimar bozeh ukbuo doraiso, dimlokin lahavi astrich b'shas klal atamad l'choyom nasagil l'chaveiro. Stam kacha say, min mimino batel berov. So you can't, we clearly do not say that when the pot's deemed treif. And in the third bishul from Sunday to Tuesday, it should be considered treif. Gam lohoya tzorach ligil klal kachim. Elavade lo shayach lomar ukme doraisa lebetavshel she'en kan isur adayim. Aval akli kevan shekvarnesar heich yivashav abloliben gomer bloliben lomak muad doraisa lekach muchuk lomak arashbo kevan dahash teheteru mahanyale hagola v'zeh borer umuchrach ve'emes. Ain suffering, ain shabaduk. How do you like that? Ain shabaduk. Okay, let's go on a little bit more. Watch this. Veivesi v'sifri sham neshach aruch. Divi arush sof avodah zara. Shekosu tehecha dehetera bola. Afal gav shu kli shetashmisha dehaur. Sagilei behagol. We just saw it. V'chein kosvu aran perikol shom shem arayvid v'rava magid so perikei milchot and he goes going to shaposkim kol bo rashbo mishul rav mishulim dera om nireim hagos maimini rav yos mak hagos maimini ravan mordechai harbim mechabrim. This is tisil shach style t'chomet afilu magilach hashesh afilu klishet hashmish nehur sagale bagola kevin atera bola. Where'd they get it from? V'kulam lamduhu b'feirish mitoch mehach t'sof avodas kochavim l'karash bo. Alma svile de'en l'chalik bo ben kochim l'shar dvarim u'tchimucha b'shach sham. Rabbo said, the shach is a pela otzum. A pela otzum, the shach. All these mechabrim rabbim are talking about a bona fide hagola that could work in the absence of libun because of a terabola. That's, yeah. But the Rashba went further than that. What did the Rashba say? Just a plain old bishul. It wasn't even roschim. It was cooking vegetables. There's no raya for all these umpteen mechabrim that don't like the Rashba. The Pri Chodesh has his kasha. What's the Shach talking about if bringing a raya for these umpteen mechabrim that they hold like the Rashba? Not true. All you can see from them is that they hold that when it comes to Teira Bala, there is a possibility of a bona fide Hagola. But that's at that Nakudas HaKosev is a pella. You look at the Pri Chodesh of Yosef Kohen Dalet, he asks the kasha. He asks the kasha. So finally for today, because we're almost out of time, the Mata Yonason, Rabbi Yonason Abishitz. Bosai, we went through part of it last time as well. Time to chaza some of the highlights. The Mata Yonason. Everyone looking with me? 9 o'clock tomorrow. Good, you know. The Mata Yonason says, Kosa Tur B'Shem Rashba. It's a third chazara. The Bish Yerokos B'Kedera Shel Bosa Muta Levasha B'Achakach Gvina. Shekvah nismayt b'koach shebolav habosav niklash at she'ein roa lochololov shemis habosav b'chol. B'med v'amurim shebolav heter kimo shalom she'omarnu. Abo bolav davar isur li'olam ubi isur at she'yagal ha'roa lahagal labim rendam labim. Ad kan. V'yosem ishas avod azara v'zvochim kum v'vur b'beis yosef. Kol yom nasagil l'chaver. Kosav v'beis yosef. Mi b'divri ha'toisvis. Hold on against the Rashba. Why? Because they said what they said. It's based on what? Min min abatul b'rov midoraisa. Says the Shach in the Kudas HaKesef. Beis Yosef, ein lehem shachar klal. Now the Divya Tosis writes in Rashi Mukhrachas. The liachas sheneser akli lo shayach bitul b'rov klal. Tim lokin lama tzorach hagel klal. Ayin shom. Elevadigam atosis sviler de mahani hagola b'chi agav the liflet hakol. What's next? What's Vav Aleph Aleph Mem Vav? Which means Vadoni Avi Mori Barabi. Is that what it means? Huh? Well, you have a different Gersa? Maybe it's Kosa, maybe it's quoted from his father. The Lo Kosha Midi, the Shach's Kasha is no Kasha. The Vadai Lefidivri Atosis Yeshloma. The Lo Mahani Hagola Bechi Agavna. Why? Vahayna Mishum. The Eino Maflit Kola Balua, V'Yavsha Maflit Tzas, Mikol Makom Yuchal Lochol Alav Achakach Shemo Iser Alanisha, V'Hod Mahani Gabe Chatos, V'Hainu Mishum Dzeo Dvarei Rov Habliya Maflit, Lo Nisha Barak Maat, V'Keng Shi Bol Achakach Bikdeira Min HaHeter. Kimo erech ho iser shahotzi abalua anisheres besocha, batal berov, v'shapi kolameimar, dukmu adaraisa, ayidei hagolazu, only by chatas, not shari surim, the kamim emino tzorach shishim, vare lo mahani hagolah b'chi agavna. So he wants to say, l'chor mbuchah b'divri atos, udalo karashba, from besocham daflamet, etc., etc. So the Bata Yonason is going against the Shach, and he is defending Shitas Ha Beis Yosef. And then he quotes a Gemara. Fakert. From the Rashba. One second. He says, Iyam Gashitas HaRashba Hechad HaGila Ad Shenikla Shatam Mahani Shein Yocho Lochol Olav Shem Yisr Koshe. My parakha gemara in Pesachin, al divrei Rav, lo mahani hasaka b'kedera. That's what Rav said. Teres pesach yishaveru. We saw. Meha de tanur, darminan de mahani. What kind of kash is that? Dilma shani hasam, dehetera bola. Maybe the case of the tanur is fleshiks and milchiks. That's a tera bola, and that's why the hasaka works. As opposed to chametz, which is arguably isur bala, hilchach mahani hesek. Avach chametz a pesel to shmo olav, which the Ramban said it says isur bala. Lo mahani asaka. From the fact that the Gemara Pesachim asks from one on the other, right, indicates that Tosis is right. The so-called Tosis against the Rashba. We're going to continue the matter in a little bit. Ella Karmsak Lamak Shitas HaTosfos, the after Tera Bola, Lo mahani klal klisha satam. The mikomakom yochol lochol olav shame iser. Now yes, an oilam a maksim oilam. To end with this, all yesh rais to look arashva. The ha oilam maksim. Hey kamiat tosis the mikdash ukmer the raisa the min bemino batal berov. But perak dam chadas muki lahai the choyom nasagil the chavero kirebi. And Rebbe holds min bemino lo batal kirebi Yuda. I don't know. That's kasha of oilim. It's shver to me. It could be like Rebbe in one area, and not like Rebbe in a different area. You have to. I thought the oilim's kasha, I thought, is not such an overwhelming kasha. That's what I thought. Just because you go like Rebbe in one thing, you have to go like Rebbe in everything. I didn't think this was so muchuk, the kasha of the. Of the oilam, that's what I thought. Right, it's Rabbi by Marika Shtiva Betzonin. If you look there, but do the Rabbi by Mimbin Labotel. The kids are the Mati Yonas are based on what he called the kasha of the oilam as a whole discussion comes out against the Rashba. But as I said before, this is a bit complex. And it has to do with other matters. I want to know for tomorrow's shiur if Mesorah can be gotten online. I think we had it once before. Yeah, all volumes. Because I think you said, didn't you get it last time for me? I'm just curious if they have what Mesorahs they do and what Mesorahs they don't. I'm not now. We're ending shiur now. I just want to do this for tomorrow. I want to be prepared to know which of the Mesorahs are online and which of the Mesorahs are not online. They have Ches, for example. I want to know if Ches is online. Okay, we're done for today. We're just going to try to find this out so I should be able to prepare how to present tomorrow. I like it when you see things on the screen if possible.